2021-6360, sketch plat PS2021-160 for Dynamic Construction and Technology LLC at 1909 High Street between Smith Avenue and Anderson Avenue. And who's here for this case?
This is Michael Cordova, here to represent for the property owner.
Great. Michael, welcome to DRB. Go ahead and give us an overview of what you're trying to accomplish.
So we are trying to eradicate the property line that's between lot 7 and lot 8 to join the lots together. This is a weird area. It seems like they handed out property at will at some point. So there's houses on top of property lines. So we're having a little bit of an issue with these ones. But the main thing is to eliminate that property line there.
Okay, simple enough. We'll see. Water Authority.
thank you, Madam Chair. So this is Blaine for the Water Authority. We do show an existing water and sewer count for the lot that's currently inactive. That would generally indicate that there's existing service connections for sewer and water for the north portion. And that would be your connection point when you apply for building permit. If you're using the same size meter, generally you have the new account fees are not subject to paying for your share of master plan infrastructure. So it's a little bit more affordable. Because of that, and because there are existing public water, public sewer mains fronting the property on both sides, you will not need an availability statement with this planning action. The project is within our adopted service area and there's no pro rata owed. So I think when you come in for the plat, what we'll be looking for is a verification from the surveyor that there's no private services either from adjacent properties crossing into this one or the actual connection point for this one is direct to this lot and not, you know, somehow north of the property line in a way that would require private easement. Generally the requirement is to demonstrate that there are no private easements for water or sewer required for everyone to maintain their service connections. And we'll look for that with your plat submittal. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement, had some of the standard development notes for future development and expansion. The property is also within an area of consistency, so contextual standards apply. The calculations are based on the Bernalillo County parcels, and the proposed appears to be within range between the 75% and 125%. There will need to be some clarification regarding the lot line adjustment and addressing. It looks like some of the addressing and lot lines between city and county don't match. And lot 7 is listed right now as 1909 High Street. It's vacant property. Lot 8 is listed as 1911 High Street and as a portion of a home that's on it and that crosses along to lot 9. So that'll need to be cleared up as the process goes along.
And how would I clear that up? Who would I speak to about that?
Some of it is going to be in the zoning department with addressing, because you'll need to figure out what the actual address is going to be, if anything needs to be changed. And then you can figure out between city addressing and county address. Sometimes it has an old county address. So the city address is what will be on your actual plat. But it's verifying probably with the county on exactly the legal description between the two lots to make sure that everything is done accurately between lot 7, lot 8, lot 9, and exactly what's being adjusted.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Rec.
Allison Merfelt, Parks and Recreation Department. 4th Street Northwest is a minor arterial requiring street trees if new development is applicable per IDO section 56B.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. In looking at this plat that you, this diagram that you've shown, I need a little clarification before I go on with my comments because it'll affect how my comments go. You had stated that you're joining lots 7 and 8. This diagram shows that you're joining lot 7 with the north half of lot 8. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. The rest of lot 8 is to the south of that, right? Let me see this here. There is a property to the south that has a current house on top of it. So it's probably 8 and 9 that house is right on top of.
Okay. So for this purpose, what's going to need to happen is, since the plat shows that only a portion of lot 8 is proposed to be combined with 7, then the remainder of lot 8 needs to be shown on this plat and needs to belong to the platting action, because it will create a new plat, new lot 8. And because of that, please provide a diagram showing existing drainage does not cross over the proposed property line, or provide a cross lot drainage easement naming beneficiaries and maintenance responsibilities. For any future development on this lot, grading and drainage plan will be required prior to building permit if any of the conditions I sent you are met.
Okay.
Transportation.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. High Street shall require a 5-foot wide sidewalk along the entire frontage of property. Provide sidewalk exhibits showing enough right of way for the construction of this sidewalk. This is just standard that we ask for it as part of platting action. Also, the alleyway in the back typically requires a minimum right-of-way width of 20 feet. So either provide sufficient right-of-way dedication to match that requirement, or the DRB determination can be requested through a justification letter to maintain it at its current width.
Okay.
Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So again, all of the standard flat comments, and then sort of piggybacking on what code enforcement said, they've discussed contextual standards, confirm that the building will meet required setbacks. The site is not in an overlay zone or on a corridor that would add additional requirements.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay, any questions, Michael, on any of that?
Not necessarily. I guess the only question would be the right-of-way and the alleyway. Clearly, there's a whole bunch of existing block walls. It's already there. It's been there for years. So I'll just have to apply for that variance, I'm assuming.
This is Jean with Transportation. So based on your explanations, that's quite common. Yes, you'll just simply provide a justification letter to the DRB, and we'll review what is part of the DRB determination.
So okay. Michael, that's not like a variance with a capital B. It's you describing the existing conditions and why it would be impractical to do something different with the alleyway. And that's just a letter. It's not a separate application, but it would be a letter that would accompany your plat application.
That clears it up.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for your patience.